Travelers along Lexington's busy Red Mile Road are being reminded of a civil rights leader who is remembered for his community-wide message. The recognition comes through renaming a street, Harry Sykes Way. Lexington Mayor Jim Gray opened formal remarks Friday to honor the late Harry Sykes, the city's first African-American city commissioner, mayor pro tem, and vice mayor.
You cannot talk about the history of civil rights in Lexington without talking about Harry Sykes.
Sykes moved to Lexington in 1954 after 2 years with the Harlem Globetrotters to teach math at the original Dunbar High School. He founded the Lexington chapter of the National Urban League. Sykes passed away in 2012. His wife Geraldine attended this morning's event at the Family Care Center.
He made a great difference, and he did it for everybody, black and white. He was a people's man.
Porter Peoples, who's led the Lexington Urban League for almost half a century, said Sykes, at a height of 6'9", also stood tall in character, integrity, and dignity. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.